Nolte, All-Girl Terminator Projected to Lose $100 Million. By John Nolte on November 4, 2019. The headline might be that Terminator, Dark Fate is on track to lose $100 million, but here's the real news. Variety reports that, and this is mind-blowing, Terminator, Dark Fate will end its box office run with an uninspiring $180 million to $200 million globally. This sucker is gonna top out at $200 million worldwide. They brought back Linda Hamilton, they brought back James Cameron, and it's going to bottom out at $200 million globally. How big of a fail is that? In 1984, when there was no global market to speak of, and without indexing for inflation, the original Terminator grossed almost $80 million globally, which is closer to $220 million when you figure in inflation. And don't forget, Terminator was not considered a big hit in theaters. Most of us found it on VHS. It gets worse. Terminator, Rise of the Machines, 2003, which everyone believes underperformed, grossed $433 million worldwide. Terminator Salvation, 2009, which is also seen as a disappointment, grossed $371 million worldwide. Terminator Genesis, 2015, which was seen as a flop, grossed $440 million worldwide. Dark Fate's gonna top out at around half of its disappointing predecessors? How is it even possible to do worse than clunkers like Salvation and Genesis when you reunite Arnold, Cameron, and Hamilton? What a fail. But for all the flaws in the previous three sequels, those were at least not sold to the public as social justice lectures about how the future is female, about how we should open our borders to anyone who wants to come here, about how the idea of fate is no longer about a mother protecting the future, but a GRRRL-empowered Hispanic illegal alien who is the protector of the future. Because in 2019 America, the toxic theme of all-about-me narcissism is what Hollywood's selling. Did no one learn anything from the Lady Ghostbusters debacle? Going back some 50 years, going back to Pam Grier, Sigourney Weaver in Aliens, Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2, Mila Jovovich in 6, count 'em, 6, Resident Evil movies, America has accepted female action heroes without blinking an eye. But Hollywood was more sophisticated and mature back then. Instead of jamming it down our throats as a lecture, instead of attacking and marginalizing men with this future as female crap, we were served great movies with believable characters and universal themes. Hunger Games, Salt, Long Kiss Goodnight, Tomb Raider, Kill Bill, Charlie's Angels, Wonder Woman, Mad Max, Fury Road, Silence of the Lambs, Lucy, Underworld. A half century of this stuff. Things are going so weak in America, so good, that Hollywood left is inventing problems and causes, and hoping to gaslight us into going along with the delusion. But this is what happens when you live in an elite, pure blue bubble and on Twitter, you become a woke-a-tard. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.